Dread Podcast Network presents. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Girl That Scary. It's your girl, Cat Daddy.
And Jazz, the 40 Ounce Connoisseur.
And this go round, we are talking about found footage films again. Yes. Our very first episode, the pilot episode, although it kind of looks weird when you look at it.
It's like
on
anthology Apple, is first, yeah. But it's not.
I don't know, computer things. But, anyways, yeah. In our pilot episode, we kind of got a little into the world of found footage films. But we decided let's just circle on back and have that conversation again.
Yeah, because I went back to check my notes for that episode, and when I tell you, there were like 3-4 movies, and like it took up a half of a small, tiny page. I was like, yeah. What were the notes? What notes?
It was like a handful of notes.
Yeah, no, now I got some pages, and I've seen some things.
But also, we were like a little tiny, like, Zagat podcast, and now we're like a toddler podcast, so... Yeah.
Doing big things now. We're tying our shoes.
We've evolved a little bit. Yeah. We're doing stuff. We're like learning dance moves.
Yeah. We're doing stuff.
And we have cool shoes.
We do have cool shoes.
Yep. But here's found footage part 2.
Woo! So. What? Cat's always making fucking random horn sounds, bruh. Trumpet sounds out of nowhere.
Like a little baby robot.
Oh my god. But yeah, we're here to talk about that shit again. And of course, found footage is exactly what it sounds like. People record it. It's shaky cam. You know, they got a camera. It's on its computer screen or something like that. That is what we're doing with the found footage. Sometimes kind of documentary style.
Yeah.
Just kind
news
of
clipping.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Basically, somebody left behind some kind of evidence or something.
And they're
or some
dead.
Way they're still, yeah, that's
they're fucking the, dead usually.
Most of these times we're seeing like an aftermath of something. There are some cases, in some of these movies we're seeing things happen, I guess, in real time in the film. Mm-hmm. Like Wreck does a good job of like when they kind of in the series when they step away from spoiler alert.
Here we are.
Not too deep, but like they in a point in the Wreck series, we talked about this a bit in the first time we touched on the subject, but in that series the films go from like being found footage to just being like a regular camera style, like storytelling type situation, but they give you a little bit of found footage, like with the wedding situation where you start looking at like camera feeds and exploring those avenues. So, you know, you get like an array of different situations. Found footage always doesn't look like a shaky cam and somebody's running down the hallway and you feel like you got fucking vertigo because now they didn't move the camera too much and now your stomach bubbling and stuff. And it's just, you know, I don't know. But there were some gems. There was some girl, what the hell's going on? But let's get on this ride.
Yes. And what do you like most about found footage?
Yes. Everything I described. Like, they, even if they're shitty, they're always chaotic.
Yes.
In some way, shape, or form.
They're usually chaotic. The only ones that are really, really bad are the ones that are boring, I feel like. If it's boring, that's where it that's the worst. That's the biggest sin you can commit as a found footage film. You should be throwing some wild shit in there, even if it's terrible. Just throw it in there, throw some shit at the camera, you know, come on. And also, you get a little immersed. So especially if you turn the lights off, you're on your laptop, and you got the AirPods in. Like, you know, you're in here, you're leaned in, and it feels like you found the footage, and you put it into your laptop.
That's why I love found footage films. I feel like I touched on this a bit before, but this is one of my favorite subgenres because we know, like, things that feel extremely realistic is scary to me. If you can make me, like Jazz say, become, like, immersed in the story, and now, like, you know, maybe I'm into the story because the storyteller is taking me there, and then maybe I'm a little inebriated, so also, you know, the universe is taking me there. So, I'm fucking in the story, bitch. VHS 2, we talked about that before. I'm in the story. Send help. I'm trying to hit the ejectocito button. It's not working.
Literally. You are in the film. And
success.
I like that. The only thing that's not so great as I watch more and more of them, a lot of them have really shit sound.
Yes.
Because, I mean, duh. It's.
I mean, when footage. You running with a camera with that thing, I'm like, damn, this shit is hurting my ears. But also, this is what it sounds like when you're running with your cell phone and you're trying to record something and being cute, and the sound went from being sounding great to panic zone.
And you know what found footage, while found footage movies I really want to see a pinch more of is, you know, found footage movies where they're compiled of old ass tapes, like when cameras first came out, okay, and then and people got the big, like the, you know, RVC, whatever, the little camera, and they're VCR. But like the actual brand.
Oh, cameras.
Well, I don't remember exactly, but
RCA? Maybe.
I don't know.
It's still kind of me, y'all. It's going just.
They got. Somebody's yelling at the screen.
I started singing Lift Their Voice the same.
You know, somebody got the old school camera and they are videotaping something from the early 90s, and we have found these tapes and they have been edited. I like when other people edit the shit because then we cut off the bullshit. We can get the juicy parts. We don't have to make them walk all the way the fuck over here. And
yeah.
Look, we got the juicy parts and this is terrifying. Great. And it's old, so then we have the videotapes, but they don't have technology.
Okay.
So that's a good time. I just found footage is a good time, but when they're not good, they kind of really suck.
Yeah, they, you know, it's no saving them when they start. Yeah. When they start shitting themselves.
Yeah, but when they're good.
They're good.
Yeah.
Very effective. I'm going to talk about something. We always watch something in the back from the background for the most part. So this go round, as we just dive on in here, we're watching Creep, or Creep is watching us. And Creep 2, you can find both of these movies on Netflix. I feel like we had an episode on Creep.
Yes, we did.
And, you know, we check that out to dive deep into it. But basically, when you are answering these ads on the internet, girl, you already know you need to be careful, but you truly need to be careful.
Like, why are you going on Craigslist, of all places, and driving to the wilderness to videotape somebody? Like, this just really sounds like a recipe for a serial killer to come and murk you. Like, it just sounds... It doesn't sound... Come on. And this is 2014. You could have Googled some of this shit, and they pull up, and it's weird. And it's weird, and they stay. And they keep staying, and shit gets weirder.
Even though the character were... What was his name? Aaron?
I think so.
Yeah, I think his name is Aaron. The other guy, the unreliable narrator,
his name is whatever.
Today his name is Joseph.
Oh, yeah.
So Joseph is, you know, put up this ad. Basically, he wanted somebody to, you know, record him. I guess he's in his last moments or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And make a video for his unborn child. And Aaron answers the ads. Like Jess said, he comes out to the, you know, middle of nowhere, and he's entertaining Joseph, and he's recording his stuff, and he's really just, you know, going with the shits. But what's crazy is the guy, like, he sees the red flags. There's a point where he's like, I think I should wait for my car. And I literally said out loud as Jazz came in the room for, like, this is not our first time, we've seen it a couple times, but I was like, I think you need to drive the fuck off. Like, I think you need to leave. But it really, like, it blows me because it seems like he's about to make the right choice. And then he doesn't. But when he eventually does, the nigga Joseph follows him and sends him all these tapes and he gets a tape in the mail of basically someone watching him through his window. I was so scared. I would just cry. Like, how did you find me?
Bruh. And if I made it to daytime, I would literally take a small bag, get on a bus, and then go there and get on another bus and get on another. I would just disappear. I would be a drifter now. I would now be a drifter. I have changed. I am literally.
Are you going to jump on the back of a train, bitch?
Yep. And I'm going to start in a new city. I'm going to rent a room.
Oh, a locomotive.
Yep. I'm going to rent a room and work at the fucking factory or some shit. And I'm just going to have steel toe boots.
I'm
and
screaming.
Dickie suits for the rest of my life.
One little soot on your chin.
Yep. Your face always fucking dirty. You always got a fucking dirty rag in your pocket. I've been here changing oil. I changed my whole life because fuck that.
And he's still gonna fire you. You be so blown.
Then you gotta kill him.
Because you see, like, even in the second movie, the girl thinks she get away from him and his ass is on the train at the end just looking over yonder. And she's like,
I can't believe you.
What the fuck? I'm like, nah, Mo, this is too much.
Yeah. This motherfucker is out of control. I highly recommend Creep and Creep 2.
Absolutely.
It's a part of what they call mumblegore, like where the conversation is, it's a lot of dialogue. It's not, it's a simple film with a lot of dialogue.
But it makes you feel real nervous, man. Like sometimes I be feeling weird about kneecaps.
Like the dialogue is what pulls you in. And I never thought, who would have thunk? I would have been one of those people. Look at us. Look at where we are. I just am not, you know, dialogue is cool. I like some cool lines, but I need shit to be happening. Okay. Yeah. But this, things are happening kind of, but they're talking a lot, but you're into it, but that's what's stressing you out. It's a lot happening.
My heart is racing just from this playing in the background because, like, everything about this man screams bitch send help. Seriously. Like, from the time you pulled up, and there's a point in the movie where the sister calls him or answers the call, and it's like, you need to get out of there. Bitch, I'm like, oh God, no. Like,
how you used to be like, look. And that is the sister, but she's like, bitch, you fucked up.
Please.
Go. She said, go out and walk and keep walking.
Leave right now. I'm like, what? Could you imagine getting a phone call and somebody just going, don't react, just get up and leave right now. I'm like, oh, hell no, bitch. What the fuck that I done did?
Well, you done fucked up. That's
good thing
I
don't be doing them kind of activities.
Listen, because I'm not answering a Craigslist ad like that. Unless you have like a bit, like, is there a building? Is this a business building? Can I look it up? Y'all have a website? Like, you are this personal, do you have a Facebook? You got nobody, mutual friends, somebody who's laid eyes on you in real life.
Something.
Because this is just, no ma'am, no thank
no,
you.
Babe. No,
but
babe.
Should you watch this? Fuck yes.
Absolutely yes.
It is such a good time. Another good time that I had that I didn't think I was going to have.
Yes.
A movie I kind of avoided. It was Searching 2018. Because it seemed like a drama.
I have not seen that.
Let me tell you, Kathleen. It's like, okay. I was like, this is going to be a fucking drama, bro. Wow. And I'm like, I don't want to see no drama. Whatever. Yeah. And I was like, I was running out of found footage movies to see. Because I watched so many. You know, I love to put on a shaky cam video. And Tubi has a whole found footage horror category, y'all. Go to categories. Go to found footage horror. Now, some of them shits are not found footage. But, you know, they probably got some parts found footage. So they put it in there. Or maybe some part where you're watching the camera. But they have the shaky, you know, not even B, but C movie flicks from way back yonder that are real cheap and inexpensive. But I watched a few. We'll talk about them later. Mm-hmm. But that's where I'm at now, where I gotta go start looking those up. And then I think a few of the alien kind of ones, like Area 51, those ones are the ones I'm missing. But Searching, I was like, this actor is good. Let me pull up. And I was engaged, bitch. I love that movie. I had a really good time. This man is hanging out. You see videos like he's going through they're doing some storytelling through him, looking through the how the time is changing, how the computer's updating, and you know, they start with like, you know, Windows 90 something, whatever.
The early days of
literally
the
it goes through that, and then you see the pictures of the mom and how the family is now, and then all of a sudden, well, not all of a sudden, but after a day or two, the daughter goes missing.
All right.
And now he's going through his computer talking to friends, and you see him video chatting with people, and that's how you see in the conversations. Mm-hmm. Then eventually he gets into her computer and starts finding shit and just realizing, you know, he didn't know his daughter like he thought he did. And, you know.
Okay, hopefully ain't no shaming in this movie.
Not really. Okay. No, it's going to get, girl, let me tell you, this movie was such a good time, and it is on FX now. And
okay.
Listen, and if you got to rent it, I would recommend paying money. That's how I feel.
I love paying a couple dollars to watch a movie.
It was
makes
a good
me feel
time.
Like I did something.
Well, we have FX, I feel like, through our cable, so you can just watch it for
free. Well, shaboom. Well, I'm going to go ahead and dive right into a movie that I think is a wonderful date film, a date with your friend, a date with a potential significant other, Neroy the Curse.
Here we go.
2005. I have recommended this movie several times before. I'm not going to tell you anything about this film because that's how the fuck I get down. But I want you to know that it is on Amazon Prime and it is on Shudder. And boy, oh boy, it's worth it's worth your time. It is a what? Almost about an hour, hour and a half.
It's maybe like an hour and a half. It's definitely an hour and a half.
It's at least. Not too long, but I was unsettled. Yeah. I truly was. And the wild thing is, the first time I watched this movie, I'd be falling asleep to the Shutterstream. I know somebody, I first told somebody, I did that once, and they was like, yo, are you okay? And I was like, you know, when I wake up, sometimes on a slasher stream, so somebody's getting, like, gutted or something, I'm like, oh, I woke up. Wow. Let me turn it off. But this one particular time, I woke up, and this movie was on, and it came on in the last 30 minutes of the film. And for those who have seen the film, know what the fuck I'm talking about. So, like, when you're seeing the end or what leads up to the end, and it's just like, it's 3 a.m. And I did not mean to wake up to this particular scene. Oh, God, someone send help. Did I turn it off immediately? No, I definitely watched it. But, okay.
All right.
I was a little scared, guys.
Yeah, I feel like we also watched this together at a point.
We did, and I said I was a little scared, guys.
No, this shit was a bit scary, bro. Speaking of being scared.
Scared, guys.
I know we did a GTS, no, a spoiler-free. I feel like this was the first spoiler-free we did in Host 2020.
Oh, my God. Listen, because I was just thinking about that wonderful movie and how I'm really excited to see its follow-up, Dash Cam. I think it's called Dash Cam or Dash.
Something.
But yes.
First of all, it's only like, it's under an hour. It's the time of a Zoom call. And I cannot recommend it enough because it's just a good, like, going through a good haunted house. That's what it feels like. It's thrilling, like a thrilling, fun little ride. And they decide, we're going to do this seance on Zoom. Bitch, girl. Why? And then, you know what's about to fucking happen, y'all. But there's, I'm not going to tell you, but stuff happens. If you haven't seen it, take an hour. Bruh, take an hour and watch
it. It's Host. 57 minutes. There's literally, like, think of a Zoom call. We all know how long a Zoom call is. The movie is the length of a Zoom call. And if somebody decides to go past the little 30, 45-minute mark when they give you that bonus
10 minutes.
Yeah. So now you know how long the movie is. And just press play.
Bruh.
That's it. We told you too much.
Yes. We watched it on a computer. And the computer screen kind of blended, you know, because you don't know what's going on. Like, we were a little disoriented at the end.
Oh, we casted it to a larger screen. So it literally looked like we were tapped into. I mean, the movie is already set up to look like we're in a Zoom call because we're in a Zoom call in the film. But how we set our shit up, it looked like we were watching a Zoom call on a very large screen. And I was extremely stressed.
Listen, and it was a good time. Like, we watched that bitch with the lights off. We got, like, we was like, yeah. And I was, like I said, it was one of our first screeners. Like, I think we had another, maybe one other one before. I'm not sure. But we were like,
a good time, yeah, man.
This is really a good time.
Shout out to Shudder. Yeah. Y'all are awesome.
And Host?
Huh.
Good time.
Watch it.
Yeah. Watch it.
It's about to be spooky season. I think by the time you listen.
Great for spooky listen, season.
It's the intro to spooky season. I'm not sure. I think this comes out right before spooky season begins. Just, you know, put it in your, get your feet wet.
Yeah, it's spooky season now. Let's get started.
I mean,
it starts in September. Boom. Y'all know as soon as after Labor Day, September is it. The leaves are falling. Bitches got their brunch boots on.
I love
we're in
boots.
Here. We're back to school again. And we're about to start decorating with pumpkins.
I got my future hat on.
Okay.
Future hat and a tail fall.
Turtleneck.
Okay. Drake coming turtleneck through. With the chain.
Wild leg pant.
You know I love wild leg pant.
Mm-hmm. All right, but that was a really good time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something that I'm going to throw out there that we throw out there every fucking chance we get. And I'm looking at you, I'm talking through my teeth. Watch Hell House
LLC. I knew you were going to say this.
Right now.
Listen.
I am getting aggressive.
Because
I need you to see the clown.
Okay, I have a Hell House LLC update because I realized that I followed them on Facebook. Yes.
What?
And
they
have an official Facebook page, and they've been trying to get the movies on, like, DVD and all kinds of other stuff, but I don't think they were able to, like, get the funds together. I'm like, motherfucker, what's going on? And then they were going to put out, like, a Hell House LLC, like, the lost tapes, so dive more into the big-ass bag of tapes that was in the basement. Bitch, I want to know what's on the tapes! So they're trying to get the funding, but then the funding had halted, mm-hmm. but they're trying to get the, I don't know. I'm really hoping we find out what's in those tapes. I thoroughly enjoy the Hell House LLC, like, franchise.
Listen.
We're huge fans. If anybody's listening who's also a huge fan, let me give you a hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah.
Woo! So, I'm crying because my hair's in there. but no, it's a good time. It's a spooky movie. It's a good little fun watch for the hot, like, the spooky season. Even if you're not into, like, horror movies, it's a good movie to watch with friends. Like, it gives you a little ooh. Like, for us, we've watched so many times. I still get a little scared, but, you know, I probably like, oh, it's not as scary as the first time, but I still get a little, oh, man.
No, because I have seen it, like, a minimum of 15 times. So, it's just, at this point, I'm watching it for fun. I'm just putting it on. I'm like, here comes the scare. Okay. Although, it's still fucking scary.
Absolutely not. Because, bitch, they be doing them freeze frames and them people on the porch, and all I see is ghouls, and I'm like, nah.
No.
They be like, nobody was in the Avenue Hotel, and this was why. I'm like, I see, bitch. Leave me alone.
Oh, who's my going? God. All right. So, I do want to talk a little bit about Gonjim Hanum Asylum 2018.
Yes.
We chatted with Ghouls Next Door.
Yes.
And hey, y'all. Hey, Gabe the Cat. Hey. We definitely had a good time, mm-hmm. but Gonjim Haunted Asylum is a good time.
Also, check out the Ghouls Next Door.
Yes.
Right now.
Today.
Hold on.
Yes. So, Gonjim Haunted Asylum is giving...
That was a
Grave Encounters mixed with Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
But good. But
it's good. On Tubi.
And Blair Witch is good, but y'all know, I'm not a fan. I don't know why. I might try again.
I don't know, man.
I
think we tried enough. I think we're done.
Yeah, it's on Shudder now, both of them.
So nice.
But I'm like, do I really want to go here?
Oh, and before, you know, I mean, just to do as a side note, check out the Blair Witch franchise. We just recently covered that.
Yeah.
Go into that world. That world is crazy. Lots of found footage, lots of regular films, lots of documentary style. Check out Blair Witch franchise.
Yes. And I like all of the films. I know I feel like I'm a pinch more passionate about those films than Kathleen, because I also liked the last one. I was like, yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, I was entertained. I didn't dislike them all.
Yeah. Oh, not say you disliked them. I'm just like, you're like,
oh, people really cool. Go up for it. And I'm like, okay, it's cool. Like, oh, definitely big respect to it, but you know.
You're like, whatever.
All right,
cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's here.
Yep. Thumbs y'all up. You know, I'm with the wild shit. It laid the way. Actually, that was a movie that I found on YouTube that apparently came before. Okay. Before the Blair Witch Project, The Last Broadcast, 1998. You can find it on YouTube. That's all I'm going to say. But yes, Gonjim Haunted Asylum. Check that out on YouTube for free. That is a good time. Another good movie to watch with, like, friends or by yourself. It's a spooky little fun film. Mm-hmm. It's probably about a minute, 30 minutes. Probably no longer than a minute, 40. And it's fucking free, man. Just check it out.
Okay. You're right.
I got really aggressive.
Because I'm like, I kind of want to watch that. Now, speaking of films that came out before Blair Witch, on HBO Max, Man Bites Dog. It's kind of like, sort of in like a way, I feel like. But either way, it's like they're doing this documentary thing, and they're following this serial killer, and he's like right. killing people. He's a hitman. He just be choking people out and shit. And they start the movie where it's like, hey, the power dynamic is kind of like we're equals, and we're doing this, and you're working with us. And then it gets chaotic, and I feel like the serial killer is now in control of everybody because everybody is fucking scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
Almost giving me creep vibes. Like, everybody's afraid of him, but they're stuck here.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid to upset him because he will, in fact, kill you. So, like, I mean, you better do what he says.
Figure it out quick.
And I had a pretty good time. It's French, I believe, or you were German, one of the two.
Okay.
One of the two. It's on HBO film. Max. Yeah, 1992 or
right.
three. In that era. And, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of movies from 1989 to, like, 94.
Oh, you say this often.
1994. And it's not, there are some gems in there. Not gonna hold you. But a lot of the movies just were really fucking weird. Like, they were just weird. They didn't know what lane they were in. They were just a mess, like, but they were riding in the middle of the road mm-hmm. in a lot of, like, genres, and it wasn't a good balance. It was just kind of, eh.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were just fucking offensive. I watched Skinner, y'all, on Tubi, and I am still upset about that.
Okay.
And I'm still upset with Ted Raimi. But, yeah. You know, there's that. But this was one that I did enjoy from that time. It wasn't, but also was a foreign film. So it wasn't American. And I'm like, you know, we were going through a lot. Reagan was here. You know, it was a lot happening.
The face I just made.
Yeah. So it being a foreign film was a good time. Check that out, y'all.
Yeah. If y'all haven't checked out The Bay on HBO Max, wow. We talked about that on the episode.
Yeah.
Y'all need to go ahead and do that. It takes place in a Maryland town out in the Eastern Shore.
Mm-hmm.
And a parasitic situation just plagues this town. And holy fucking shit, talk about skin crawling. Like, the Bay is giving you what you need.
It is.
It's also on Amazon Prime if you don't have HBO Max. So check out The Bay.
Yes. Have you seen Antrim, the most dangerous film, like, ever? Or, like,
no.
Scariest films? Okay.
Was I supposed to be scared for real? Were you scared? Nope. All right.
Well. And I just looked at Cat. Antrim 2018. All right. It's on Tubi. It's free. You don't got paid for it. Do I think you could watch it once? Yeah. The atmosphere, it's creepy. It's eerie. Kind of ominous. I liked that. But do not tell me something's the most scary film, scariest film, or most dangerous or deadly film to be made. Because it's just not. You're putting a lot of dip on your chip, and I don't think your chip can support that dip. Okay? And it didn't support it. Was it terrible? No. But if it would have had that last part taken off and would have just said, hey, this is what happens, kind of, or something, I don't know. Because like I said, it's eerie, and I enjoy some of the eeriness, but also, like, it wasn't quite scary. It was just eerie, atmospheric, and kind of, like, ominous. It didn't give me what it said it was, what she said she was giving.
Yeah.
And I didn't, I think you should watch it once, but it's just not going to be what it says it is. So that's all I got for that. But I checked it out, and just in case you were hovering past it, I don't know how that swayed you left or right, but, you know.
I don't know. As a side note, the movie's still playing in the background, and I'm really scared for Aaron because his keys have gone missing, and it's at the end of the night, and he's trying to go home, and Joseph's like, well, it's dark outside. There's no reason for us to look for your keys in the house right now. Like,
you might the lights are inside.
And I'm just like, this is where Aaron knows that is something off with Joseph.
Also, this is why you need more than one set of keys going
this
out.
This is why
like this.
You need to be ready to shoot these things in the feet.
One of these keys should have been taped. Like, first of all, I got a wig. So my keys, as soon as he went, I'm like, I'm going to the bathroom. I would have pulled the key from under the wig and was like,
PR.
BRB.
I'm out of here, bitches.
And when he would have passed out or drove the fuck away.
A movie that I think you know what? I'm not even going to say that. The Human Centipede 2.
Wait.
yep,
you got to check out. You're like,
Here's
a movie.
It's
on the table. It's your draw.
It is basically the premise of this film is the guy is trying to copy/outdo the Human Centipede. So it's a very meta film. And it's mostly, I think, in black and white. I think the whole thing might be in black and white. But the sick son of a bitch basically is trying to outdo that first sequence of, you know, three people being attached from ADM and, send help.
Please.
And I know some people are like, hey, you've seen that film. And I know some of us are like, I've seen that film and I'm here to say, yes, I've seen that film. I actually one time watched it on the clock.
Okay.
Girl, I was really cutting up as a 20-something-year-old. And that was a big mistake. And so I've seen it again. And then I saw the second one. I tried to watch the third one, but the third one, girl, the racism. It's disgusting. The third one really, like, it's really gross. It's really gross. But The Human Centipede 2, it's a movie.
I did not. After the first one, I was like, I won't be partaking in any more of these.
I
made a choice.
Cat did that, so you guys didn't have to go through that. You know, this is a judgment-free zone. That's all I have to say.
Thank you for going through that, because you're welcome. I will not. I mean, I doubt we'll cover it in the future. Granted,
no, we're definitely not.
Okay, great.
I'm not
Good.
No.
Because I don't want to.
There is a list of movies that I'm okay with never having to see again or never having to dive into it because someone else has told me how it went and I saw clips of it. And I know some people are like, well, how do you expect it? Bitch, I know.
It's not for me.
And some of these movies I be trying to give a chance. And I have to cut the shit off because I know if I continue to watch this shit, I'm going to get so angry. So at that point, it's not even enjoyable for me anymore.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
It's literally a rage quit. Jasmine has watched me rage quit a movie. I won't even like get like, ah, I just go, oh, fuck no, and just cut
that's it off. That's it. She'll be like, yeah, that's it. And hits the stop button.
No.
And backs out of the app.
No. You're not going to get my time, bitch.
And you know.
This is garbage.
I'm someone who rides the movie until the end, usually. The movie has to really be very bad for me to be like, you know what? That's it. Or it has to be very boring for me to go, I don't even care what happens at the end because you made me sit through X amount of nothingness for me to get some lukewarm ass ending. Fuck you for wasting my time.
Well, there we go.
Okay. Because the Dark Tapes made me feel like that. And what made me sad is, we'd be on Clubhouse, and mm-hmm. I pulled up and was like, hey, friends, on Clubhouse, want to watch a movie? And we was like, yeah. All and right. We was like, let's start Dark Tapes. None of us have seen it. Mm-hmm. And usually when I watch a movie on Clubhouse, I usually pick a movie I have seen
mm-hmm.
because I don't want to be showing my friends no bullshit, and then they go, they'll never watch no movies with me no more because it's some bullshit. I want to be like, no, I vetted this movie. This is decent. I didn't vet this movie. We just said, fuck it. And sometimes I picked a movie, and it was like, yeah, let's watch this, and it worked. But this, not this one. It was boring. We were waiting for something to really give, and it just was stale, and nothing was interesting about it. I don't know. If you are a Dark Tapes apologist, let me know. Please tell me what you enjoyed about the film. But it was one of those films where I said, like, 45 minutes in, or like 50 minutes in, I was like, yeah, that's it. I'm done. Because if it 50 minutes, and the movie is like an hour, and it's not long, it's like 90 minutes or so, I'm like, nothing has happened, and now I do not care. And it did not go to incinerate,
because
I pulled back up later. No, it didn't. Not to my standard. Sad.
Well, that's a thing. I'm definitely following with you, and I will just follow along with your recommendation of just never and not really...
Not even partaking in it.
No, and I'm very scared for Aaron right now.
Aaron is making poor choices, because this is not okay. All right.
So anyways, three zombie movies that are diary videotape related. Two are not a Romero film, one is. Diary of the Dead, I've seen that. I think it's a fun time. I also like George Romero films, so that's I'm biased. But if you want to check that out, it's on Tubi for free. Basically, you know, it follows that Night of the Living Dead franchise, and it carries it out. And some college students are trying to find shelter in the apocalypse, and they're recording their whole situation, and it kind of goes from there. And then two movies I just recently checked out. One that I was kind of feeling more than the other. It was a little disturbing. Even though it's an early 2000s film, and it was shaky, but you know, it still did what it came to do for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little gross at some point. Trigger warning for sexual assault, just letting people know. The Zombie Diaries 2006. They said it's on Prime for free, but I ended up renting it on Apple TV. But the Zombie Diaries 2, which came out 2011, that is on Prime for free. If you don't, you know, it was okay. It was okay, but I would definitely recommend you see it once. The Zombie Diaries, you know, was a story.
Okay, yeah. I might want to check that out.
Okay,
but before we move on, let us go ahead and take a break, a little something real quick, so we can pay some bills.
Yeah.
Available now from Dread, Bad Candy. On Halloween night in New Salem, radio DJs Chili Billy, Corey Taylor, and Paul, Zach Galligan tell a twisted anthology of terrifying local myths that lead to a grim end for small town residents. So if you love Slipknot, Gremlins, and horror, this is the film for you. Bad Candy is out now on demand everywhere, and you can get your hands on the Blu-ray October 10th.
Coming soon to Dread, Val. Finn, a wanted criminal, hides out with an escort named Val, a demon. Val offers to make his problems disappear if he follows her rules. She has been expecting him all along, and it won't be easy to escape Val's dungeon. You can catch Val on demand October 5th and on Blu-ray November 2nd.
Okay, we are back.
Yeah. Now, I know that I stand this movie. We have an episode on it, As Above, So Below. Please watch that movie. Don't worry. The first 30 minutes might take you out, but once they get underground, the shit turns up. Just that's all. Please. It's on Netflix. That's it. 2014, it was a fucking great time for me.
Oh, yeah. That is definitely a spooky movie I love to revisit.
Yeah, I will watch that anytime, okay?
That movie is eerie as a bitch. Like, everything about that, everything about the whole scenario just screams, no. Absolutely not.
Fuck no.
No.
No. I feel like you've seen this, The Visit.
I have not seen The Visit. Okay, here's why I know I have that I did not want to see The Visit, because it was a PG-13 film. And I know that somebody's like, oh, well, you're leaving movies out. Listen, friend, there was a time period when PG-13 films would really knock your socks off, and the movies were kind of a little scary. But then it just got, you know, I can tell it was really, you know, trying to appeal to its 13-year-old audience. And that's okay, but that's not me. So I'm not interested. Now, I might have unfairly put that label on everything when I see a PG-13 on a horror film. I'm like, I don't know. But I kind of want to see The Visit. But also, I'm like, I don't know. I know there's, and it's an M. Night Shyamalan, you know.
Don't film. Do that.
Don't do him like that.
Because I'm like, no, I just saw Old. And I'm like, Old was all right. I ain't going to hold you. Watch Old.
Okay, I definitely want to see Old. But, you know, should I watch The Visit too?
Yes.
Will I like The Visit? I mean, I see.
Okay. Well, okay. All right. So maybe I'm The Visit apologist. Okay. All right. So let me give everybody, if you have not seen The Visit, I feel like you got to rent that thing. So now you got to invest the money.
And it's on YouTube for $3.99. Yeah. So.
Yes, you can rent it. So before you invest, let me just give you kind of what it is. All right. So, hey, here we are.
Not too much.
Because I don't want to spoil for you either. We are here. The kids are going to visit their grandparents, and their grandparents are acting weird.
Yeah, I saw the commercial. Them niggas ball.
Now, there are some moments during this that were actually pretty scary, and that's where I'm going to leave it. Now, there are parts that I hate, but that's because you know my hatred for certain kinds of music and things like that. So that's where that came from.
Okay.
But I think you should give The Visit a try. For a like PG-13 kind of movie, it was all right.
Okay.
It's all right.
All right. That's a fair response.
Okay.
All right. It's under consideration.
It's under review.
It is. The Visit.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yes.
A movie.
Peach Fuzz. Oh, no. It's standing
right here.
Blocking the door.
Just, you know, Aaron really could have just made a better choice. So here is a movie that I still haven't seen, but I kind of know the gist of it. But I know that it's full of dread, but I still kind of want to see it. Megan is Missing. Yeah.
Okay. I
don't want to ruin it for people who haven't seen it.
I have not watched it.
But do you also kind of know what it's about?
I kind of know what it's about, and somebody told me it was really bad. So I'm like, I feel like my opinion on it is a little stained already, because not one person, it was like six people
it's
not great, because they have some gruesome parts. It's just weird. And I feel like, is it based off something that actually happened or something like that? It has something to do with that. It's just, you know, I could be wrong, because I'm like, you know,
I still kind of want to see it, but also I'm just like,
yeah,
it's like one of those, like, I accidentally stumbled upon what happened in the movie. Like, it was like a YouTube film that was just playing in the background. I was just, you know, just a little concerned. And it's just the ending is so sad. Like, bitch,
okay,
it's over for you. Unfortunately. And it sucks. Like, it's just, it's, no, like, it's like.
This feels sad.
It's literally, it's so dreadful. And I'm just like, my gosh, yeah. Oh, no. Don't
now started. I'm thinking about it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, like, from when I saw it, I was like, oh, fuck.
And the
like,
title sounds dreadful, bruh. Like, this.
You already know that the fucking movie is called Megan is Missing.
Yeah, bruh, that sounds fucked up. You know, I haven't seen it. You haven't seen it. We just, maybe. One day, I don't know.
Maybe.
Question marks. The Taking of Deborah Logan 2014 is on Tubi. Check that out. You might be pleasantly surprised. That's all I'm going to give you.
Surprises. This man, Joseph, whatever his real name is, he is a scammer, and I'm tired, and I'm over it. We talked about Cannibal Holocaust previously on this podcast. I know, and how unfortunately, spoiler alert, that they, you know, harm animals in this film.
In real life, real animals.
But it's a 1980 film. They had like a lot of like controversy around it because, you know, people really thought the people in the movie had actually passed away. Due to disturbing, you know, indigenous tribes and, you know, try to make them seem like they were, like, really bad and they were into cannibalism. And this movie was just wild as shit. Also, the people were really fucking disgusting and they were destructive and just really disrespectful of the land and the people around them. And it was just not, it was not a good look. But Cannibal Holocaust is on Shudder. If you want to get into, what is that? It's an exploitative film.
Yeah, definitely. Exploitation, bro.
Yeah, if you want to get into that, what is that, grindhouse style type of film, that's kind of your bag.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yeah. Now, a movie I feel like I pulled up on you about because I enjoyed it.
Oh, okay.
Behind the Mask, The Rise of Leslie Bird.
Yeah, I finally saw that.
2006. Now, this is giving meta, like, Scream. Mm-hmm. Like, this movie is meta as a bitch. But it's fun. Like, it's lighthearted. And then there's still some fun kills. I say check out this movie. And it's streaming on... I don't have it written down. That's wild. I feel like it's on Amazon Prime. It was on Shudder at a point. It's streaming for somewhere for free. I'm gonna open up the Just Watch to pull it up at a point. But it's a good time, y'all.
Well, while you're looking that up, I'm going to reveal that I still haven't seen Unfriended. I know that it's on Netflix.
Okay.
I will be seeing it. Hold me accountable. That's all I'm going to say.
I am going to hold you accountable, man.
That's
on Shudder.
That's all I'm going to say. All right.
Yeah, it's on Shudder, Behind the Mask, Leslie Vernon. And I, like I said, this is a good time. And Unfriended is all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my favorite found footage movie. But I kind of feel like you should watch it once. This is, I feel like it's the exact same conversation we had last time.
Yeah.
But I'm also not, I feel like you don't need to be in a rush. It's okay. It's okay. There's other movies on this list that I feel like you should watch before that.
Yeah.
Even the Dark Web one, wildly enough, I like Unfriended Dark Web a little bit more than Unfriended. And I don't know what kind of person that makes me, but...
You know, whatever. Standing your truth. You know, I mean, between that and... So, I did decide that I was going to branch out, you know, and try something new in addition to The Visit. Another PG-13 film that I'm going to try to make... So I know your face. Trying to make space to watch is Troll Hunter. It's not a Top Flight film, but it's on YouTube, and it's free, and it came out in 2010... And people are, like, you know, trying to explore trolls and all kinds of other wild shit and abominable people.
I thought about it. I was going to hit play, and I didn't. Okay. But I just am not. It's not in the forefront for me.
I just want to know what it's about.
Okay. Report back, please.
I will.
I really want to know.
I will take one for the team.
Yeah. Because.
I don't know what
these voices, bruh. So... Spree 2020 is on Hulu. This movie pretty much takes place as a YouTuber person, pretty much kind of live streaming. So pretty much everything you see is through different phones and laptop kind of screens, pretty much. And he's trying to, like, get popular, and I get it. Like, you know, as content creators, and we're not, like, we're serious about what we do, but we're not like, ooh, I'm about to make a video all the time and do all this editing and all this stuff, and we need to get, like, I'm not, because I just don't know how to technology that well.
Yeah.
Look, bro, I'm just not, the way they're editing the videos, I don't have to know shit like that. I don't know how to do that. But he's doing the Draw My Life thing, which I didn't even know was a thing. And I was watching it with, as I made Kaylin watch another random ass movie. She was like, that was a thing in like 2012 or something like that. Some 2014. He's behind in the trends. He's trying to copy people pretty much and follow something formulaic instead of just being himself and getting followers that way. So he's just, he don't even be getting double digit views. And you know how I feel about, like, wow, you've been doing this for years, you're getting double digit views. Something you're doing is really not, the fans are not a fan of what you're doing. And he decides, I'm about to do this thing, and I'm about to get a whole lot of views. Watch. And even the kid he used to babysit to make money, and the kid he babysat became more famous than him on the fucking gram and shit. And it's embarrassing, but he's a dickhead anyway. But I had a good time with Spree. Spree was fun. I would recommend it.
Okay.
I would recommend it. And I avoided it for some time, okay? The dude from Stranger Things, he's the girl's boyfriend. He'd be having a baseball bat. I can't think. Steve. Fucking Steve, I think is his name. And that show.
Okay.
Stranger Things. Yeah, I was like, my brain turns into soup.
That's all right. It happens. Applesauce is real inside our own cranium.
That's what happened. I was like, huh?
Yep. Oh, yeah. So a movie that I just checked out recently, Willow Creek. Did you watch it?
No, I want to know because it was on my list.
Okay, so I'm not going to tell you about it, but basically a couple, they was basically camp in the woods, to capture like some hard evidence of Bigfoot. And that's all I got to say.
Okay.
It wasn't that bad to me.
Okay.
All right. 2013 film came out for free. I've also seen worse, so I was entertained.
Okay. So
Bigfoot was getting busy.
This movie is more sci-fi than anything. I saw it, 2012 Chronicle. You can rent it. I went to theaters to see Chronicle. Michael B. Jordan was in it, and they went and they was partying, and they pulled up, and then it was some fucking alien shit, and they got close and almost touched it.
I remember this movie. I didn't see powers. It, though.
And then the powers, you know, no one man can have all this power, bro.
Ma'am.
Okay? Because look what happens. You get the power, and then you want to do some villainy shit. They just be turning into villains.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. So it's not super scary, but it does get a bit dark and sci-fi-y. And I kind of enjoyed it.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind watching it again. And I think you guys should give it a watch one time. Because in the theaters, I was like, bro, what the fuck? But I was also, 22 or 21?
Okay.
So
I might still check that out. I think a movie we talked about before, District 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw that in theaters.
Saw that in theaters. Oh, with your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice.
We went as a family, me and my brother. And I don't think I was the one who selected this film, because I feel like, they like roaches. I don't really know what's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was my brother who picked it, or my mom.
And it was in place
of
South
Africa. I don't know. My mom was like, yeah, I want to see. I don't know which one of us was the one who was like, because my little brother never tagged along to the horror movie jinx for real. He was not a fan. But one of the three of us was like, yeah, let's watch this film. And it was not bad. I just was, the way the creatures are make me cringe because they look like big ass fucking alien roaches. And y'all know I fucking hate roaches, dog. Like, but it's a drama, and you know, a lot of the dialogue and shit, like, really, it's kind of like classism. It's like commentary.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, it definitely is.
Lots of drama. So I'm like, if you're into the drama and classism and then making commentary, that's really what it is. But it is good. I think it's pretty good. It's fucked up though. Like, damn.
Yeah, I agree. District 9.
Yes. Lake Mungo.
Wow, a movie I've seen bits and pieces of.
Really.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so here's my synopsis, but Lake Mungo 2008 is on Tubi and Prime. It's very disturbing, like Poughkeepsie Tapes. Not as disturbing as Poughkeepsie Tapes, because that's pretty fucking disturbing, which is also a found footage kind of documentary, true crime kind of shit. Something you would see on the fucking A&E channel kind of shit.
Yep.
But real brutal. So I just feel like it was okay. Like, all right. people are like, it's so good, but it was more disturbing. And films that are very disturbing, they don't really get, they don't hit home for me. Because mm-hmm. especially when it's humans being disturbing, these humans are fucked up. I know humans are fucked up. That's all I got. It doesn't scare me or terrify me or like, it doesn't hit that spot for me to see a bit, just a plain old disturbing film. I'm gonna need a little more. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Lake Mungo needed to give me a little more. But okay. if you like disturbing films that fuck you up,
that's right up the
it's
alley.
Right up your okay. alley. Okay. Right. So if you like Poughkeepsie Tapes, I feel like Lake Mungo might be right up your alley.
All
right,
guys, take notes.
Here you go. If you want to watch Poughkeepsie Tapes, that is on Paramount Plus. Also disturbing, 2007. So they came out not far from each other.
Okay.
If you want to pull up on those films. But what's in my bag? Now, The Conspiracy, mm-hmm. 2012. It's on Shudder. I feel like it's also on Tubi if you don't have Shudder. Okay.
I haven't seen that.
This movie is about these dudes making a documentary about this dude who's like a like conspiracy theorist. And okay. he's like, these people exist and these people exist, and he's on a little back, you know, little back channels, and he's like, dude, the people walking around and they like in the fucking fake ass chats. He got a code name and shit. And
code names.
It's cults and all kinds of shit.
Oh, I like cults.
So you don't know what's what. Mm-hmm. I say check it out at least once. It wasn't a bad time. It's just not, for me, it wasn't super scary, mm-hmm. but it was more creepy and it feels realistic because this could exist. I don't know if it does, but tinfoil hat.
You know,
if you got a little tinfoil hat, you might really enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you got a big tinfoil hat, it might be very disturbing to you. So,
either or, I'm interested.
Yay. Hmm. Now, have you seen The House of Octoberville?
I've seen bits and pieces of the first one. I kind of fell asleep on it. I wasn't sure if I was tired or bored. And I have intentions of watching it again and the second one. It's on Hulu, right?
It is definitely on Hulu. Okay. I think the second one is also on Hulu, but if it's not, it's also on Prime. I have mm-hmm. Prime written down. It goes extreme kind of haunted house. That's where it goes. And it was okay. It was fine. But it wasn't that good. So creep is all again in the background, and Joseph Wildass is just in the doorway, and I just don't understand how he's like this. But here we are. I watched Digging Up the Marrow, 2014. At one point,
I have not seen that.
At one point, it was on Hulu. I mean, on Shudder. It's on mm-hmm. Hulu, Tubi, and Roku. And Tubi is free. So here you are. If you're free, okay. pull up.
Love that. Love free. Dude,
he's like, monsters are real. This is where the monsters are. They got a little monster club. They're going underground. And then you find this real horror director. I forget which one. But you're running into a bunch of, it's so meta. Because all these horror directors are like, you're listening to this dude. He's not all right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're battling with, is this dude telling the truth? Are the monsters real? Or is he trying to play my friend? And it gets, you know, the end is open ending and kind of creepy. And
okay.
But it's very suggestive. So, I kind of liked it. Also, wasn't super scary for me, but.
But it was a good time.
It was a good time.
Okay, that's good.
Because it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Afflicted, 2013 on Prime.
I have not seen that.
Okay. This is a pretty decent movie. The dude, something happens. He's making a transformation. And you see
he's
what
a vampire.
And why and what he does with
okay,
it.
Someone's a vampire.
Yes.
There we go. I knew it.
Yes. But a special kind.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure if
I'm
really...
I'm with it for sure.
All right, bro.
Yep.
I saw Jerusalem with a Z.
I fell asleep on that movie.
It's like they are in, I forget what country, but they're in the Middle East. They're hanging out and shit starts going left. And pretty much the demons start really coming out and doing shit. And Harlem's shaking. It's fine.
Yeah, it's not too, I mean, I could have just been sleepy instead of just being bored, but I did fall asleep on it.
I saw The Devil's Doorway on Hulu.
I have not seen that. Was that worth a watch?
It was kind of boring for me.
Oh, no.
It gave me... I mean, it was traditional demon possession, kind
of. Okay.
And, you know, because... Demon possession, I love demon possession. Don't get me wrong. But after watching a lot of demon possession movies, I just feel like they be doing the same shit.
Yeah.
It's very formulaic.
Yep.
And I know the slashers are formulaic, but at least the kills are different. The killers are different. The final people or non-final people are different. With possession movies, it's always this person. They're not a bad, usually not a bad person. The demon gets them on the feet, and the demon is on their body, and it's a priest and somebody right, who don't credit. Believe. The priest's faith is always halfway. It's just, come on, their back is burning, they're cracking up, their voice is changing. It's just, I don't know if there's anything I haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's a discredit to the movie or like that makes the movie bad. It's just that, girl, I've seen it all.
Yeah, oh, man.
So maybe if you haven't seen it all, it might be.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it.
But for me, Borderlands 2013, also Demon Possession, kind of. It was fine.
All right. It was fine. But okay, thank you for reporting back.
I saw Found Footage 3D on Shudder. Very meta, some enjoyable dialogue. Did not really care about them arguing and that being part of the... you know how I feel about couples doing shit.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, leave me alone. I don't want to hear it. Now these are the last... I feel like it's the last three I have. Final Project 2016 is on Tubi.
Okay.
Poor quality.
Okay.
No, you don't have to watch that. Death of a Vlogger... 2017, I think.
Death of a Vlogger?
Yes.
All right.
Or might be 2019. Could be lying. Tubi. It has some scares.
And this was in that Tubi found footage subgenre.
Yeah, it would probably be over there. Okay. You might be able to find it on also Prime. You might be able to find it more than one place. Because I didn't watch it on Tubi. I feel like I watched it somewhere else.
Okay.
So it has some scares. So I would check it out. In the Monster Project 2017 on Tubi. I like the premise. But the black character was a comedic relief, and it was just so annoying. Everything the black character said was just some, hell no. Oh, no, I ain't even doing that shit, man. You know how they be. Like, yeah. I'm like, bruh, this is cartoony and stupid. But the premise is they want to make a documentary in a house, and they want to interview people who are actual monsters, like mm-hmm. vampires. Like, interview with a vampire.
Oh.
But vampires, a skinwalker. That like
Come
that,
on,
but then
walkers.
They do it on the full moon because it's stupid,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's stupid, and then they decide that they're gonna do that, and guess what happens?
Something
what
shaky.
You think is yep. gonna fucking happen,
absolutely,
because you're a fucking dummy. Like, why would you do that, you fucking idiot? Like, it makes me mad because, girl, what is your fucking problem? Well,
because you know, it's always one, everyone gets one beer,
yeah. That's what I have.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, there's so many found footage films out there. We probably, like Jazz says, she feels like she's seen so much that she's seen them all. But I know there's a handful we have not covered.
Yeah. I'm going to jump in. I'm going to see
jump
them.
In.
Jump out.
Yes, yeah, so if you heard something that you really fucked with or something that you really wanted to get into, let us know.
Mm-hmm.
If you heard something or didn't hear something and thought that you had a suggestion for us, also let us know. You can email us at grltspod@gmail.com, or you can also pull up on us on the social media handles, which is at Girl That's Scary, and that's for Instagram and that's Twitter. And you know, you can just holler at us there. You know, you can also, you know, rate us 5-star for 5-star chicks. Ow.
Please. No, it matters. If you, and you know, especially if you say a little some, you know, it's real Aww. Cute. Thank you. Also,
but we appreciate you guys. Thanks yeah. so much.
And if you like bonus content, we have mm-hmm. a Patreon, www.patreon.com/girlthatscary. We have like bonus episodes, mm-hmm. interviews, some extra video content.
Not everything's behind a paywall, guys. So yeah. feel free to pull one up and check it out.
Because there's a few things where you could just pull up for free and get. So pull up.
Yes, thanks everybody for the support and love. And check out Found Footage Films. Let us know your faves. We would love to hear it.
All right. Until next time, guys.
Bye.